middle of the Amud, the Itma, right by the small gimel of the Ein Mishpat. The Itma Chayrei Rishus HaYochid Kirshus HaYochid Amin. The holes which are open to a Rishus HaYochid, which the Bnei Rishus HaYochid Amishtamish with, has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Chayrei Rishus HaRabim, a chur that is open to the Rishus HaRabim, Abaye Omar Kishus HaRabim Domi. Abaye says it has a loche of a Rishus HaRabim. We mentioned yesterday the Rashbe, that is a mokim, Abaye held it is a mokim shemishtamshim boi b'nei Rishus HaRabim, even though it is not a mokim shal hiluch HaRabim, but it's a mokim shal shimush HaRabim. So therefore, it becomes nitpal to the Rishus HaRabim, and there's a loch of Rishus HaRabim. Rava Oma lav ke Rishus HaRabim domi. Rava does not hold that this has a din shimush shal Rishus HaRabim, so therefore, it is not ke Rishus HaRabim. You have a machloikes churei Rishus HaRabim. Oma lei Rava labai. So Rava asked the kasha tabai, according to you, ledidoch ta amret, even though it doesn't have the qualifications of a Rishus HaRabim, but since it's a Mokim Shimush HaRabim, has a loch of Rishus HaRabim. Maishna Moho, the Chioso Ravdimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, we learned, and Avzayin Omed Aleph, Loi Nitzrocho Elo Lekeren Zovis Hasmucho L'Rishus HaRabim. We learned that a Kamalis, one of the tziyurim of a Kamalis, is a Keren Zovis Hasmucha L'Rishus HaRabim. For practical purposes, one of these tziyurim were that, let's say, you had three batim which were facing the Rishus HaRabim, and the middle bayis went in. That means you had, let's say, the Rishus HaRabim was going over here. Here you had one bias, here you had a third bias, and then there's an indentation, and the middle bias does not start flush to the Rishus HaRabim, it's an indented, and then the bias starts. And the mokim between the bias and the Rishus HaRabim, he donated for the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rishus HaRabim have a right to walk into this mokim, but this mokim does not have the measurements of a Rishus HaRabim, but the Rishus HaRabim can walk in. So we said this is not a Rishus HaRabim, this is a Mokim, this is a Karmelis. So Rava asked Akasha to Abaye, according to you Abaye, that Churei Rishus HaRabim has a loch of Rishus HaRabim, even though it doesn't have the measurements of a Rishus HaRabim. So why is it Maishna Moho de Chiyosa Ravdi Miyoma Rabbi Yoichanan? And he said, Loi Nitzucho Elo Le Keren Zovis Hasmucha Lo Shus HaRabim. That it does not have a loch of Rishus HaRabim as Hashem Kalmelis. V'tehevi ke Churei Rishus HaRabim. Why is this worse than Churei Rishus HaRabim? So he says, Hosom Loi Niche Tashmishtei. The Churei Rishus HaRabim, it is not convenient for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim to be mishamish, it's out of their way. It's not a mokim that is nichetash mishtei, so therefore it doesn't have a din Rishus HaRabim. Hocha nichetash mishtei. But over here, a chur is your nichetash mishtei. This chur is very convenient for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim to be matzniya their chafetzim in this chur. So therefore, this does have a loch of Rishus HaRabim. Let us see Rashi. Churei Rishus HaRabim, churim, holes shakisolim, klape Rishus HaRabim. The koisel is facing the Rishus HaRabim, and we have a hole in this koisel. Lav ki Rishus HaRabim domi, it does not have a loch of Rishus HaRabim, el Rishus la'atzmonim, it's an egen Rishus. Vim Rechovim Dalet, Avi Kamalis. It's less than Yud in Rechov Dalet, it's a Kamalis. And if it's less than Dalet, Vim Loi, Avi Mokim Ptur. Leinitzrecho. So we learned before about Kalmelis that Tani Bebraisuk Miravdimi Bekeren Zovis Tehevi Kehure Rishus Arab Vamai Havi Kalmelis. Why is it a Kalmelis? So the Gemara says that it's Leiniche Tashmishta. Let us see Taisvis. Hosom Leiniche Tashmishta. There, the Keren Zovis is Leiniche Tashmishta. So Taisa says, V'tzidei Rishus HaRabim. We hear a machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim, what halacha tzidei Rishus HaRabim has. L'rabonon, lav kirshus HaRabim domi, av olgav d'niche tashmishtei tvei mikeren zovis. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is better than a keren zovis. Why? The filo Rabbi Elezer, the polik b'tzidei rishus harabim, moide b'keren zovitz, k'defrishis leel. Rabbi Lezol, tzidei rishus harabim, is a rishus harabim. The Chachamim hold it's not a rishus harabim. But keren zovitz is zicher not a rishus harabim, afilu according to Rabbi Lezol. So Taisvis is asking Akashe, so we see al kolchoch, that tzidei rishus harabim is more niche tashmishtei than keren zovis, because Rabbi Lezol's keren zovis is a kamelis, and tzidei rishus harabim is a rishus harabim. So ibezoi is shver according to the chachamim. Why isn't it kechurei rishus harabim v'niche tashmishtei? So Taisa says afilo hochi lehavi kechuri rishus harabim dechuri rishus harabim niche tashmishtei tvei. In order to give it a din nitval rishus harabim, you need a greater darge of niche tashmishtei. So bemele, so that is why according to the chachomim, tzide rishus harabim has a din of a karmelis and not of a rishus harabim. Tanan. So the Gemara says further, Hazayrek Dalet Amis Bekaisel. A person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's Zayrek Dalet Amis, but it does not land on the Karkois HaRishus HaRabim, it lands on a Kaisel. Hazayrek Dalet Amis Bekaisel. So the Mishnah says as follows, if this is Lemailo Miyud, if this is Lemailo Miyud Tvachim, Kezeirik ba'avir. So, it's Izeirik from a Rishus HaRabim, Tomokim Ptur. So, he's not Chai. Lamato mi yutvochim, but if it lands, Lamato mi yutvochim, Kezeirik ba'aret. So then, it's Ki'ilu, he was Zeirik Dalet Amis ba'aret. Just like he threw Dalet Amis al-aret. So, he's Chai. Vavinam bo, so we asked the Shailan, the Mishneh, my kezayrek ba'aretz. Why is this similar to zayrek ba'aretz? We are speaking about he's standing dalet amis away from the kaisel, and he's throwing it on the kaisel. And if he throws it on the kaisel, it won't rest on the kaisel. There'll be a rebound, so it will jump back, and when it'll fall on the aretz, it'll be less than dalet amis away from the mokim zrike. Vavina bo, we ask, my kezoirek ba'oret, boholoi noch, it was not noch, talad ames away. Ba'oma Rav Yechanim bedvei lo shmeinu. So Rav Yechanim said it is speaking about, he threw a sticky substance, that when he threw it on the kaisel, which was talad ames away, it stuck to the kaisel. So mamela in its teich yud tvachim, of the Rishus HaRabim, it's in the bottom chelik, it's in the Yutvachim of the Rishus HaRabim, so it has a loche, so it's noch ba'avir Rishus HaRabim, dal adam is away, so memele, so Rabbi Yechanan says, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Therefore, he's chayiv al mavir dal adam is b'shus HaRab. Let us see Rashi before we see the Gemara further. V'holoi noch, it did not rest on the wall. V'chichozro, so when it fell back, noflo l'soich baladam. So kochoch, it fell back in the area of the Dalet Amis. Tal kochach shemake bekoisel kaifetzes lachereo. There's a rebound. When it hits the kaisel, so it jumps back. So if it jumps back, so it was not noch after Dalet Amis. So Rabbi Yochanan said it is speaking about advei lo shmein. So now, Rav is asking a kasha according to Abaye. According to Yisal Kedaitach, according to you, Chu Reirishu Sarabim Kirishu Sarabim Dom, you hold that a hole in the koisel that is Pasuach Lirishu Sarabim has a din of Rishu Sarabim, is lo moli lo ukme bidvei lo shmeino. Why did Rabbi Yochanan, after that time, the Mishnah bedvei lo shmeino, he had a problem. How could the chayfetz be noch in the on the koisel? Therefore, he had a that time bedvei lo shmeino. According to you, that a chul the koisel hapasuach l'shus harabim is a din of l'shus harabim, look me betzreir the chayfetz udenoch bechul. He threw something. There was a hole, and he threw it into the chul. He had good aim, and there was noch b'shus harabim. So why did Rabbi, according to you, so since Rabbi Yochanan, the only tzir Rabbi Yochanan had was only b'dvei lo shmeino, by says there's no other tzir. According to you, Abaye, there's another tzir, that there was a chul, and he threw it into the chul. So Abaye said two terutzim. Zimnim mishani lo, sometimes he said a teretz, Shani tzreir v'chayfet the meheder v'os. It's not a practical heichetimtze, because we're talking about zoyrik talad amas away. So usually you throw with force. He throws it with force, it'll go into the kaisel mistam. It wouldn't remain there. It would jump back the meheder v'osi. It's not a practical heichetimtze. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said the teretz of a dvei lo shmein. Zimne mishani lo, sometimes he told them a different teretz. Bekoisel, the less bechul, the Mishnah is speaking about there's no holes in the koisel. So therefore you have to say by dvei lo shmein. How do we know that there's no holes in the koisel? Mimai, midiktoni reisha. We learned in the reisha. Zorak lemai lo miyutfochim, kizoyrik ba'avir. We learned, the Reisha says that if he threw it, l'mayla miyutfachim, so it's kizayrik, anamokim ptu, v'i sal kedaitach b'koisel de'is pechul, if we are speaking about, that the whole oifen, the only oifen it is resting on the koisel, is because there's a hole in the koisel, and therefore, l'mata miyut, it's called noch b'shus harabim. Say bezoi le mailo miyud, amai ke zoyrik ba'aver. Why is it considered like he was zoyrik in a mokim ptu? Honoch bechu, it rested in the chu. So since it rested in the chu, so it should keilu it was noch b'shus hayochit. So why is he potter? He should be chayim. V'chi teime mas nisen de les bohu dalet al dalet, that this chul does not have dalet al dalet, and therefore he's not chayev. V'omar Rav Yehuda, omar Rav Chiye, zorak l'maylo miyutvochim, v'holcho v'nocho b'chul kol shuhu. We learned of a person threw into a chul that is not dalet al dalet. Slamaylo miyut. Bonu lamachloikis rameya verabonon. The rameya sova choikikim lahashlin. Even though the chur is not dalid al dalid, but since we have enough place in the koisel, that if we chisel out dalid al dalid, it would become a mokim dalid al dalid. So rameya says, choikikim lahashlin. So it's ki'ilu, we were chaykik, amokim, and ki'ilu, there is dalad dal dalad. Verabonon sovri ein chaykikim lahashlim. That what there is enough place to be chaykik, amokim, dalad dal dalad, since lemaisit is not chokuk yet, so we don't say chaykikim lahashlim. So Rashi explains, so the kasha is, but stam masnis in rameya. So memele, so we have here a stam mishneh, so we have here a problem. If the only way the chayfetz is resting on the koisel is because there's a hole in the koisel, so then we'll have a problem, maila, maila, miyud, is it pota, l'chayre, there should be a loche of chaykekim lahashlim. That means it's l'mayla miyud, and the only chesaron could be there's missing dalet amis, there's missing dalet tfochim, dalet al dalet, so you should say chaykekim lahashlim. We see Rameya holds you say chaykekim lahashlim. And stamas nisin Rameya. So al kolchoch, from the reish of the Mishneh, we see that it did not rest in achul. If it did not rest in achul, so memele, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say that it's speaking about a dveila shmeina. El alav shmamino bekoisel de les bechul shmamino. Al kolchoch is speaking about a koisel that does not have a hole. So therefore, that was a bias teret. But Rabbi Yochanan did not want to avail himself of this teret to say it's speaking about a koisel sheyesh beichul, because then the reisha would be shver. Why lemaila miyud is potter, lemaila miyud should be a rishus hayoch. Let us see Rashi. Vishani Tzreel v'chevetz gasine. Kloima b'koisel de isbaikchu. It could be that the koisel possesses holes. V'lochi leuk me Rabbi Yochanan b'denoch b'chu. Mishum delav urchayu de Tzreel v'chevetz. Lonuach al yedei zrike b'mokeim shenoiflim shom. It is not the shtega that it should rest. If it's a dalad amas away, it should rest in the chu. The second time he told him a teretz that there's no chul. Why is it zorik ba'aver? Havalei mershus harabim l'shus hayochit. Havalei gavoya yud. It is gavoya yud urishus la'atzmoy. Rameya v'rabonon v'miseches yume gabi mezuze. There there's machlokes of chaykekim la'ashlim. When we'll come to Taisus, we'll explain exactly the case of Rameya and the Rabonon, what the machlokes is speaking about. Rameya sova, dover she'ein boi shir. If you do not have enough of a shir, v'yesham oivi v'roichev lachkoik u'lahashlum l'kishir. You have enough material that if you could chisel out, then you'll have the shir what you need. But at the present time, you don't have a shir. Omrinon keman dechokik domi. La'aloch I can assume ki'ilu it is chokok. So if you're missing dalet al dalet, and you have such a mokim in the koisel, so chaykikim lahashlim, v'chay ustam mishne rameya. Yeah, now let us see Tosfos. V'holcha v'nocha v'chul kol shehu. Now we brought a mishneh that if someone was zeirik l'mayla miyut for him, and there was nocha bechul koshu, bonu lamachloikis rameya verabon. According to Rameya, even though the chul is a koshu, but we say choikikim lahashlim, we are mechashiv ki'ilu, the mokim achul was nechkak and it became dalad dal dal. Teimo l'ri. So the ri asks Akasha, what is pshat in this Rameya? The beperek kame da erevin, bekipo de pligi bo rameye verabono, omrinen hosom, ble omrinen choikekim lahashlem le rameye, elo biyesh biragleho gimu, vigoivo yud, perish govoya gimu tvochim, sheyesh ben rochov dalid, Avol ein beragleho gimel, oi she'eina gavoye miyud, loy amrino. Now, let us understand what the Gemara in Yume is speaking about, and then we'll try to explain Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara in Yume, the Gemara in Erevin is speaking about a keeper. A keeper is that you have an entrance, that the entrance is, it's not a square entrance. We want to have a, in order to have a Shem Pesach, it has to be Reichev Dalet. It has to have the minimum Reichev, I think this is Dalet Tvachim, it has to be it has to be Reichev Dalet Tvachim and Gavoya Yud. Then it has a Shem Pesach that's Chayev B'Mezuzah. Now, if this Pesach would be a rectangle, that means it would be Yud Tvachim high and Dalet Tvachim wide, so that is an ideal Pesach that has the minimum shear of a Pesach. But we are speaking about that this Pesach is a Kippur. That means it starts from the bottom. It has Dalet Tvachim apart, and with the two Tzdodei Pesach go up three Tvachim, and then it starts curving. So when we look at the space between the two Tzdodei HaPesach, the two Mezuzas HaPesach, after three Tvachim, there is not an area of Dalet Tvachim between the two Mezuzas HaPesach. Because the two Mezuzas HaPesach, after three Tvachim, start curving, so it becomes smaller and smaller. So even though, and we'll measure from the bottom of the karke till the top, till the mashkeit, we have yud tvachim, but we'll measure the width in between the mezuzahs, the width gets smaller and smaller, and we do not have a ideal Pesach, which is a rectangle of yud by yud with a reichev dalet. What do we have? We have two milas. One mila we have a goiva yud, which is necessary in order to have a shem pesach. And number two, we have the bottom of the knise, the first gimel tvachim, there's a reichev of dalet tvachim. What don't we have? After the gimel tvachim, the next seven tvachim going up, there is no reichev of dalet tvachim. That is what is missing. So we have two milas. The two milas are, we have a reichev dalet tvachim from the first gimel tvachim of the goiva haknise. So we have in one chelik, the bottom gimel tvachim do have a reichev dalet. That's one mila we do have. We have another mila, we have a goiva yud. But the problem is, in the rest of the Zayin Tvachim, we are missing a Reichev Dalet. So there, Rav Meir said, Herzich Tzu, we have a Reichev Dalet, the first Gimel Tvachim. We have a Goiva Yud, so two Milas we have already. But we are just missing in the Zayin Tvachim, which are over the Gimel Tvachim, there we are missing a Reichev Dalet. So this Reichev Dalet that we are missing is a din of Choykekim. So we chisel it out and we'll make this Kippur, which is circular, we'll make it square, we'll make a rectangle out of it. Ke'ilu, we have a rectangle of Yud B'Reichev Dalet. But we see this whole Rav Meir is only when you have your Goiva Yud already, and you have a reichev dalet in the bottom chelik of the knise, so then, if we're only missing a reichev dalet, then we say choykekim. But what if it wouldn't be gavoya yud, or if the knise would not have a reichev dalet, you can chisel out an area of dalet by yud and yud with a reichev dalet, but there you don't say choykekim. You only say chaykikim when most of it is made already. You're missing if it's a small area, then you say chaykikim. So memele, so Taisvis kasha is, so this chaykikim of Rav Meir is only when you have a reshus. You have most of what you need, now you're missing something, then you say chaykikim. So the Taisvis Arosh explains, a reshus hayochid needs two halachas. Number one, a reshus ayochid has to be dalet al dalet. That's number one. And number two, it has to have a goiva yud. It has to have, for example, we learned yesterday that bias Shekiruyoi mashlimoi liyut, that means inside the bayis there's only a goiva of ninth fochim, and there's a roof on top of it, so it doesn't have your goiva yud, so it's not a rishus hayochid. A rishus hayochid needs a roichiv dalit and a goiva yud. Fine. If you'll have epis, you're missing something, no, we'll see, we can chisel it out. But like this, you need, these are the two yesoides, you need a roichiv dal 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 and a goiva yud. All of a sudden, the Gemara Meir says you had a cool, a chur kolshu, that's the case. You have a small hole over there. You're missing your dalet al dalet. You're missing your goiva yud. You don't have anything there. You don't have your dalet al dalet. You don't have your goiva yud. And Ramei says chaykikim. So Taisus asks, Ramei never said chaykikim if you're missing everything. Ramei only said chaykikim if you had a goiva of gimel tvachim and you had a goiva yud. With the Simamel, and you're missing a small shtickle, then you say, Chai Kikim. That is Taisvis Kas. Let us see again the Lashon of Taisvis. Taimalari, the Bepeire Kamed the Erevin Bekipe, the Machloikis of Rameyer and the Chachomim is, if a Kipe is Chayiv and Mezuzah, the Pligi Bo Rameyer and Rabonin, there's the Machloikis Rameyer and Rabonin, Omrinen Hosan, the Loi Omrinon, Chai Kikim Lahashlim, Le Rab Meyer, Elo, b'yesh b'ragleho gimel, that the raglei ha-pesach, there are gimel tvochim with a reichiv dalet. V'goiva yud. And we have in it, it's gavoya yud. Perish. Gavoya gimel tvochim. What does it mean that you have yesh b'ragleho gimel tvochim? That means gavoya gimel tvochim sheyesh b'em reichiv dalet. The first gimel tvachim of the knisa are wide dalet tvachim. Avol ein beragleho gimel. Or, but if you don't have the first gimel tvachim, which are rochav dalet, oy she'ein o gavoya miyut, loimrinen, then you don't say choykikim. Then you don't say choykikim. Vimkein, heicham rinen hoche choykikim lahashlem lerameya bechul kolshu. Here you are missing dalet al dalet. Here you are missing gavoya yud. You don't have anything that makes it. You have in the chur of a koisel, however how big the chur can be, you have so, you don't have yud on top of it. So it's not worse than bias. The shekiruyim mashlim li yud. Because when you don't have yud tfachim on top of it, it's not a rishus hayochid. But oimari. So the Ri made in the Kimt over here. Da Ayri Bechurin Shedalkon Lasois Bishas HaBinyin. We are not speaking about Stamazoi Aloch in a Koisel. The Ri is making in the Kimt. So in order to make the Kimt, it has to make sense. Why wasn't the Mishnah specific that it's speaking about such a type of a Chur? So the Ri says, these churim are speaking about normal churim. Shedalkam lasois. The builders make it. The Taisus HaRosh explains when you build a house, you have already such a chur. Shedalkam lasois b'shas habinyin. And these churim shemefuloshim l'rshus harabim. This chur is mefulish l'rshus harabim. That means it is a chur that is flush, that goes from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. Number one. Ubitzad Rishus HaYochid, heim rechovim dalet. Open to the Rishus HaYochid, to the side of the Rishus HaYochid, it is rochov dalet. Avoloi mitzad Rishus HaRabim. So Taisvis says as follows. Now Taisvis, let's see how Taisvis is telling us a teretz on the kasha. If the chur is a rishus hayochid, not mitzad atzmoy. The chur is a rishus hayochid because it is open to a rishus hayochid. Now, churei rishus hayochid become a rishus hayochid, they don't need a goiva yud. That we just learned yesterday. We learned this bias. Let's go back to our mashal. Abaye shekiruyoy mashlimoy liyut. So we said inside is not a reshus hayochid. If you'll be choykik dalid al dalid in the kakoi sabayis, so you have already reshus hayochid, so the side which there's a goiva pes become a reshus hayochid al churei reshus hayochid. So we see that a chur that is posuach l'reshus hayochid, even though it does not have a goiva yud, it gets a din reshus hayochid, because it's a tuffle to the reshus hayochid. So memeila, the reset of teretz, we are not creating the whole mitzad atzmai, is not a reshus hayochid mitzad atzmai. If the whole mitzad atzmai is a reshus hayochid, then the whole has to be dalad al dalad begoiva yud. Then it'll become a reshus hayochid. So the Ri said, no, we are speaking about a chul that has a shame reshus hayochid because it's posuach reshus hayochid. That is the Ri's teretz. Da ayre bechuran shedalken lasais b'shas binyin shemufuloshin. We're speaking about a chul that b'shas binyin, you have ready a mufulosh tiki chul that is open side to the tzad reshus hayochid and side to the reshus harab. So memeila. Since it is mefulish l'reshus hayochid, so memele, so it has a shame reshus hayochid, even though it doesn't have a goiva yud. Number one. And number two, ubitzad reshus hayochid, heim rechovim dalet. On the opening to the reshus hayochid, it's reichiv dalet. So that means we have a churei reshus hayochid, which is dalid al dalid litzad or reshus hayochid. So memele, so we have most of the reshus hayochid is already completely made. Mitzad the reshus hayochid, it's dalid al dalid. And al tzgoiva yud, you don't know, need a goiva yud since it is pasuach reshus hayochid. So only one shtickle is missing. Mitzad reshus harabim, it is not dalit al dalit. That means that the chul looks something like a triangle. That means it is rochov litzad reshus hayochid, and there it is zicher achure reshus hayochid. No, mitzad reshus harabim, it wasn't chiseled out completely, so we're missing the area of dalit al dalit. And why do we need this area? We'll see later in Tosfos. The only reason you need this area is because you have to make hanoch al dalet al dalet. And we don't have dalet al dalet to make the hanoch. That means when the dover is noch, that halacha we learned, that you have to make hanoch b'shus hayochid on dalet al dalet, not like Rav Chisda later. So here we're missing, the hanoch is not on dalet al dalet. So to solve this problem, we are only missing one small chaylik. We have all the components already. It is a reshus hayochid, mitzad pasuch reshus hayochid. And it has already a chaylik is dalet al dalet. Now the other chaylik is a little narrow. So this is mamish like the kippah. That lamato it is dalet al dalet. No, you're missing when the two stodei amezuzah rise. So there we are missing the reichev of dalet al dalet, the reichev of dalet. So here's also the same thing. Avoloi mitzad reshus harabim. Ule kule yalme havechu reshus hayochid. This chul is zicher reshus hayochid. Why? Do chure reshus hayochid ki reshus hayochid domi. Chure reshus hayochid hev alochev reshus hayochid. So memele, there's no problem. We have here a reshus hayochid. We don't have to make it a reshus hayochid. Elo l'shav yemokim dalet al dalet. We only have to chisel out this chul to make it a mokim dalet al dalet. Why? Not to get a din of reshus hayochid. Churei reshus hayochid have a din of reshus hayochid without the measurements of a reshus hayochid. As Isaac Tachazenish. That means churei reshus hayochid, since it's a nitpal to the reshus hayochid, just like it doesn't need a goiva yud, it doesn't need a reichev daud al daud also. The halachis it gets is because it's a nitpal to the reshus hayochid. But we need a daled al daud for a different purpose. We need a daled al daud because you need a hanoch of daled al daud. So we're missing the mokim hanoch. You're missing the mokeim anoches on the mele, since the chelik inside is dalet al dalet. And we're just missing this chelik, so this we chisel out, so this is mamish a dimyon to, this is mamish a dimyon to the tzir of kippah, which Rameya holds, that you say chaykeke. Avo. Vahavike dalet al dalet. But if you'll have taka chul kolshehu, which is not open to the rishus hayochid, so memele here you have to make it a rishus hayochid, which you'll need a goy bayud and a reichiv dalit, afilu rameya moide, the lemrina chaykikim lahashlo. So this is Taisvis Teretz. This is Alpidalkei Shalat Taisvis Harosh, the Marsho, and the Chazenish. This is L'chad Eilem Shatan Taisvis. V'chein Mashme B'Yerushalmi. The Garsin and Hosom, now Taisvis brings the Yerushalmi. Al Daitai de Rameya, according to Rameya, Bein Sheyeh Shom Dalet. Say, there is Dalet al Dalet. Bein she ain shom dalet, roin es a koisel ki gomum. Gomum means it's chokuk, and it's kilu ul dalet. So the Marsha explains what the Taisvis see in the Yerushalmi golden igliken. So he says, Taisvis saw in the Yerushalmi, if according to Rab Meir, the din choykikim would be you make it from gonish to make it a reshus hayochid, so why did the Yerushalmi only speak about dalet? Why didn't the Yerushalmi speak? In order to make a Rishus HaYochid, it's not Dalet is enough, you need a Goy Vayud and Reichem Dalet. Why did they speak only about Dalet? So you see from the Yerushalmi, Tais Vishtik Teire. A Rishus HaYochid it is because it's for Suach Rishus HaYochid. You're only missing the Dalet al Dalet. So there Rameya said that Royin as a Kaisel ki gomum kilu et chokuk and you have your Dalet. Period. Vidavka oisom. So now we're going to get into hot water. What's the hot water? Eisus Taisus was just machadish that the shame churei reshus hayochid gets because it's pasuach reshus hayochid. Now, let us just appreciate what Taisus was machadish. Lulei divrei ha-Taisus, we learned different pshat. We learned that the chur is a reshus hayochid because it's lamayla miyut. So it's Gavoya Yut. I mean, it's Lamayla Miyut. And then we have problems, though. So that's why it's a Rishus HaYochid. It's Lamato Miyut. It's in the Rishus HaRabbi. So it's not a Rishus HaYochid. But now, Taisus was Machadish that the reason it is a Rishus HaYochid because it's Pasuach Rishus HaYochid. So Lachayre Churei Rishus HaYochid Lamato Miyut is also a Rishus HaYochid. So Memele. So what's the difference between Lamailo Miyud and Lamato Miyud? Now Taisvis got stuck. Because if the whole shame Rishus HaYochid gets because it's a mefulish tikechur and it's pasuach Rishus HaYochid, l'chayra achur Lamato Miyud in the Rishus HaYochid is a Rishus HaYochid. So Memele, so why Lamato Miyud isn't the Rishus HaYochid? That was the problem that Taisvis came across to after this pshat. So Taisa says, V'davka oisim shalamayla miyut chshivi chur irishus hayochid. Avol shalamato miyasore, the chur that is underneath asore, it is not considered a chur irishus hayochid. Why? Ein b'nei rishus hayochid mishtamshim shom, mimnei b'nei rishus harab mishim mishtamshim b'em fakert. If it's mefoolish, so then, fakert, so the Bnei Rishus HaYochid, since they know that this hole is very convenient for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, the level till Tent Fochim is a very convenient level for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, so therefore they don't use this hole, because there's other hands coming in from the other side. So Memele, so therefore it is not Achurei Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Nitpal to the Bnei Rishus HaYochid because they don't use it because it is Pasuach Rishus HaRab. Avol Shalmata Misal Bnei Rishus HaYochid Mishtam Shimshon Bnei Bnei Rishus HaRab Mishtam Shimshon Vahochi Pirusha. So this is Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asked, V'chi teime de les beidale. That was the Gemara's kasha. I went by Lamaila Miyut. Why isn't it the Rishus HaYochid? Ah, you'll tell me that is not Dalit. On the outside. Pavel gav shehem churei Rishus HaYochid. I thought, Tachtoises, why do you need Dalit for? Here we see from Tachtoises Klo that churei Rishus HaYochid does not need, in order to get a din Rishus HaYochid, you don't need the measurements of a Rishus HaYochid. Just like you don't need a goy vayud, you don't need a roichiv dalit. But so what's on the Gemara's kasha? Va'afal gav shem churei reshus hayochid. But the Gemara's kasha was, ave kizoyrig ba'avir, why lefi shaloi noch almokim dalit? That's why it's called, he's not chayiv. You know why? Because the felten anochim, not it's a mokim ptur. It's zoyrig ba'avir, it's not noch b'shus hayochid, because need a mokim dalit or dalit. Like the Gemara, if that's your problem, for Omar Rabbi Yehuda said that according to Rab Meir, you say Chaykikim. Period. So Memele, that is pshat in the Gemara. The Tosfos for Hodolay Makminim Masnisin. So Memele comes out the whole dreidel of the Gemara is if we assume that it is a chur mefulish. Memele, and the whole Rabbi Yehuda that said b'shem Ramei, you'll say choikik mizdavke by a chul mefulish. Like if that's the whole geratchke, so who tells you speaking about a chul mefulish? Say it's not speaking about a chul mefulish. So memele, so there's no choikikim. So you don't have a problem. The Gemara proved it's not speaking about a chul, because if there'd be a chul, you'd say choikikim according to Ramei. Tosfos just said that the whole akimte that you say chaykikim according to Rameir is dafke if it's a chul mefulish. So say it's not a chul mefulish, so you'll lose your problem. There is a chul, but it's not a chul mefulish. V'hodolei makminin masnisin b'chul kol shuhu mamish. Let us say the Mishnah is speaking about a chul kol shuhu mamish. That is the lashon of the Mishnah. Loi amrinin chaykikim l'kul ha'almen. But you don't say chaykikim atul according to Rameya. So Taisi says one teretz heine mishum destam churim kachem. The churim, the normal churim, were mefulish. So memele, so the Gemara didn't want to, if there's a chur, mestomet is mefulish. That's one teretz. But oi, tal kolchach utzrech lo'ukmi bedvei lo shmein. The bachur kol shuhu mamish, if it is speaking about a chur kol shuhu mamish, the loy omar bei choikikim lahashmim leke luukmi. So memele, lemailo miyud, you won't have any problem. Lemailo miyud, you don't have a reshus hayochid, you don't have anything. Lemailo miyud, a fellow with a chu, you won't have a problem. Abodim kain lemata miyud, you'll have a problem. Amai kizayrig boretz, why isn't then considered kizayrig boretz? Boloy noch al gabi mokim dalit. So memele, that means, if you'll say that the only oifen it rested in the koisel, lamata miyud is because of a chul, so al kochri you have to say it's a chul mefulish, because if it's not a chul mefulish, you don't have your mokim dalad and lamata miyud. So since it's speaking about a chul mefulish, and then the Gemara says, it's also a chul mefulish, it's also a chul mefulish, then it should be a reshus hayochid. Ben tzarech loy mekeperish Rashi de porach mikoyach de stamas nisen rameyeri. Not that the Gemara's kashu was you say choikikim because we have a klal stamas nisen rameyer. No, if minei beitz muchak el akoch imayri bechul koshu she'ein erochev dalav tzoych luk mikir rameyer don lechoikikim lahashlam de rabon en amay lamata miyud kezoyrik boret. So memele the Gemara's kashu is minei beitz. That means, if you're telling me that there was a hanoche in the chul, so you have to say al kolchoch, that it's a chul mefulush is going according to Rameya. So then lamayla meyudishve. Yesh liyashe perish rashi tutsuch leforish mishum destamas nisa Rameya kaporish, di lavochi avale lemichvich behedye vichitei midales beidale lamata meyuda maike zerik boret. The Gemara does not boy from lamata meyud. So Memele Rashi says the Gemara avoided that proof because the Gemara knew Stam Masnissen Rameya. Now we're finished with this sugya. We're starting something new. Gufa. Omar Rav Chisde Noatz Kono Bershus Hayochid. This is a little easier. Omar Rav Chisda, no, it's kone b'shus ha-yochid. A person had a flagpole b'shus ha-yochid. V'zorak, and he threw from a reshus ha-rabim, v'noch al gabo, and it rested on top of the flagpole. Afilu gavoya meya amo. And there's no machitzes till meya amo. Chayiv. Yochayiv al zeirik m'shus ha-rabim l'shus ha-yochid. Why? B'pnei sh'reshus ha-yochid oile ad l'rokiyah. Because as long as you have mechitzes asore, you'll say good asik, and the whole reshus adl rekiye has alocha of reshus ayochid. So memele, so when you were zayrik on the flagpole, you're zayrik to a reshus ayochid, because you say good asik. So the Gemara says, fine, you say good asik, but there's another problem over here. Since it was noch al gabei Kone, a kone doesn't have dalet al dalet for him. So memela, we have a haloche that you have to make a haloche an amokim choshiv, an amokim shall dalet al dalet. Here it wasn't noch an amokim dalet. So the Gemara says, leimer rav chizde to oma ke Rebbe. We had this Gemara before already, Rebbe, we had already before the dalet al Rebbe. It's a kasha, Rebbe in the chachomim, mistom haloche ke Rebbe. That is the Gemara's kasha. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, now we'll say there are two Lashonos in Rashi, and we will see that the Girsa which we have in our Gemara is Tafka according to the second Lashon in Rashi. Omar Abaye, Birshus HaYochid, the Kula Alma Loi Pligi. In a Rishus HaYochid, everyone holds you do not need a Hanocha and a Mokim Dalad Dal Dalad, Kidarav Chizde. Elo hocho be'ilon ha'imid b'rishus ha'yochid v'noifoi noital rishus ha'rabim. We are speaking about an ilon that is oimid b'rishus ha'yochid. The iker ha'ilon is oimid b'rishus ha'yochid v'noifoi noital rishus ha'rabim. And the ziz that Rebbe is speaking about is speaking what is protruding from the ilon, a branch. The branch is noital rishus ha'rabim. V'zorak v'noch anoifoy. And now he threw something on the knife. It rested on the knife, on the branch. Now, the Rebbe sova amrinin shodi noifoy basar ikroy. Rebbe holds, you say shodi noifoy basar ikroy. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, it means that we reckon ke'ilu the knife is also a reshus ha'yochid. Because since the Iker is Bershus HaYochid, so the knife is also Bershus HaYochid. So when he threw it from the Rishus HaRabim onto the knife, it's Kilo Zorak Rishus HaYochid. So since this is a Rishus HaYochid, you do not need Dalet Dal Dalet. So Rebbe holds according to Rav Chizde. The Rabbonon, Sovri Rabbonon also holds like Rav Chizde, that a Rishus HaYochid does not need Dalet Dal Dalet. Oh, but the Rabbonon, Odlem, Rinin Shadi Knife, Eboser Ikroi. They hold the knife does not have a loch of a reshus ha-yochid. The knife is in the reshus ha-rabim. So if the knife is in the reshus ha-rabim, so memele, you need dalet al dalet in order to make sure you have a loch and a mokim dalet al dalet. So the way we said pshat in the Gemara, so the proof of the Gemara was as follows. The havamin of the Gemara was that the machloikis Rebbe in the Chachamim is, do you need a mokim dalet al dalet? And it so comes out, Rav Chisda holds like Rebbe. So the Gemara was Mataretz, no. Rav Chisda was Machadish in the Rishus HaYochid, you don't need Dalet Al Dalet. And in that of a Muskim, the Rabbanan also hold it. The Machloikis, the Rabbanan, Rebbe is, what halacha does the knife have? Does the knife have a halacha of Rishus HaYochid? So maybe you don't need Dalet Al Dalet, that's the Svar of Rebbe. The Chachamim hold, the knife does not have a loch of Rishus HaYochid, so therefore you need Dalet Al Dalet. So Memela, everyone holds like Rav Chisda, and the Machloikis of Rebbe in the Chachamim is, do you say, Shodi Knife Ibasa Ikrai, does the knife get a din of Rishus HaYochid? Let us see Rashi. The Omar Ke Rebbe, the Loiboy Hanoche Al Gabi Mokim Dalet. Zorak v'noch, kosal kedaitoch, the Gemara held, Mirshus HaRabim L'shus HaYochid, that he threw from Mirshus HaRabim L'shus HaYochid, and there we have a machloikis. If in the Rishus HaYochid you need a noch HaMokim Dalla Dal Dalla, so that is mamish. So the halacha of Rav Chisda, the Rav Chisda was machadish in the Rishus HaYochid, you do not need Dalla Dal Dalla. This is Rebbe's Ashtik Teire. The Rabbonon say, as this kosher b'shus ayochid, you're not chayev because you need a mokim dal 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 b'shus ayochid. So the Gemara says no. V'noifai noitel l'shus harabim. So let's see the lishnachine. Then we'll go back to the first lashon. Lishnachine, omar rabaye, b'derav chizde dahave b'shus ayochid. In the case of Rav Chisda, which is speaking about Arishus ayochid, afilu rabbonon moide, v'chi pligi rabbonon, v'shodi noife bosarike, who the pligi, if it is Arishus ayochid. That is the machloikis, the rabbonon and Rebbe, and memela everyone holds like Rav Chisda. Now, the first lashon of Rashi, the Rishash says that Rashi was not goyres Omar Abaye b'shusayochi de kula alme loy pligi k'derav chizde. Rashi was not goyres this. And according to the first lashon of Rashi, which we are going to see, punfaket, no one holds like Rav Chisda. Rebbe also doesn't hold like Rav Chisda. Now we'll see what the first lashon is speaking about. V'noifai noite l'rishus harabim, v'zorak mitchilas dalet l'soiv dalet v'noch anoifai. So number one, from the first lashon of Rashi, we see the noif is not a rishus hayochid. The noif is a rishus harabim, because Rashi said the chiyev is al zorik dalet ames b'shus harabim, not zorik m'shus harabim l'shus hayochid. So number one, we see from Rashi that the noif is a rishus harabim. So what is the shaila? That the noif is less than dalit, and the iker is dalit. So the shaila is, do you say, shodi noifai basar ikroi? So what is the shaila? So Rashi says, the choshiv agav ikroi de ispei dalit. The iker has dalit, which is rishus hayochid. The noif, which is Bershus HaRabim, does not have Dalit. The Machloikis Rebbe in the Chachomim is, does the noif get a Cheshivas of Dalit because it is Nitzbal to the Iker, and the Iker has Dalit. So the Marsho Lekta Arayin Avot. So the Marsho says as follows. What is the Svar of Rebbe? Rebbe holds, since the Iker is Dalit, so the noif also has Aloch of Dalit. So the Marsho says, if Rebbe would hold like Rav Chisda, so what is Pshat since the Iker is Dalit? In the Rishus HaYochid there's no Inyan of Dalit. So we could not be Machshiv, the Noif which is Bershus HaRabim, that it should have Achshivas of Dalit, if in Rishus HaYochid there's no Din of Dalit. So therefore the Marsho says, according to this Lashon of Rashi, no one holds like Rav Chisda. Everyone holds Bershus HaYochid, you also need Dalit. So it is speaking about that no one holds like Rav Chisda. It is speaking about the noif is Bershus HaYochid and the noif has Dalit. And you need Dalit Bershus HaYochid also. Now the Shaila is, does the noif that is Bershus HaRabim, does it get Achshivas of Dalit since it's Mechuba to the Iker? So that is the Machloikis Rebbe in the Chachomim. Rebbe holds shodi noife basa ikrei. The choshiv that the noife is choshiv agav ikrei. The is bei dalet, the iker has dalet, so the noife is considered kilul also has dalet. Ude Rav Chisda, that's the teire that Rav Chisda said, the loike Rebbe, ude loike Rabbonon. Rav Chisda is not like Rebbe and not like the Rabbonon. So the Marsho explains, so it comes out, the Gemara wanted to say, is leimo, Rav Chisda Doma Kerebi, let us say Rav Chisda is Al Kaponim Rebbe on his side. So the Gemara says, no, Hodnishke Rebbe Yoichnish. Rebbe also holds you need Dalet Al Dalet Bershus HaYochid. The Machloikis is, the Noif which is Bershus HaRabim, do you say, Shodi Noifi Bosa Ikroi. The Taisus HaRosh says, why did we stick the Iker in the Rishus HaYochid? Because if the Ika would have been in the Rishus HaRabim, then the Chachamim would also be Moide that you say, Shadi Naifi Basa Ika. Since the Ika is in a different Rishus, that is the Shaila, can the Ika be Mechashiv, Machshiv, the Naif? So the Rebbe holds, you say, Shadi Naifi Basa Ika. The Chachamim hold, you don't say, Shadi Naifi Basa Ika. That is Shitas Rashi. Omar Abaye, Hoche B'ilon Ha'oimeid B'Rshus HaYochid B'Noif HaYinoita L'Rshus HaRam. Heima L'ri, the Tvei Nichalei L'Meima, the Pligi B'da Rav Chizde, the Rav Chizde K'Rebi. Taisvis learned as follows. Taisvis learned according to the second Lashon of Rashi, that the knife is a Rishus HaYochid. The knife is a Rishus HaYochid. Now, what the Iker is, does the Iker have Dalit, does the Iker not have Dalit, we don't know. You can't know we don't know what it's speaking about. We just know the Shaila does the knife have a loch of a Rishus HaYochid? If you need Dalit, so the Iker has Dalit also. If you don't need Dalit, so the Iker doesn't have Dalit. So Memela, the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying that from this Machlokes, we cannot know if they hold like Rav Chizde, if they don't hold like Rav Chizde. The Machlokes is Gor and Andere Machlokes. The Machlokes is that you say Shadi Naifi Basa Ikra. If you say Shadi Naifi Basa Ikra, the knife is a Rishus HaYochid. If you don't say Shadi Naifi Basa Ikra, the knife is not a Rishus HaYochid. The problem of Dalad al Dalad, Vesach Nisht. Could be you need Dalad al Dalad, so then we'll have to say the Ikra has Dalad. Could be you don't need Dalad al Dalad, so the Ikra won't have Dalad. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara is saying that the Machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanon has no shaykhis at all to Rav Chizde. Taimulari. So the Rish says, the Tvei Nichalei L'Meima, so Taisa says, it would be better to say that the Pligi be the Rav Chizde, the Rav Chizde Kerebi. So Kaponim Rav Chizde would have one person on his side. The Lishinuyi da Abaye. According to Abaye, the Loi Shaykhat Muktaye be the Rav Chizde. It comes out there, their machlokes is no shaykes with Rav Chizde. Their machlokes is a parva machlokes. Koshkein the koshel Rav Chizde. So well, then we have a problem taka with Rav Chizde. Why? The ike bereisel kamon bahazirik the loike Rav Chizde. We have an often the bereisel weiter, which is klol, not like Rav Chizde. Why? The pligi rabbonim v'rab meyer. We had this before. Bizorak lemay lemiyasore. Benoch bechu kol shu. The Rab Meir mechaye mishum damrinen chaykekim lahashlim vavikemunach hamokim dalet. Vechachomim poidrim because you don't say chaykekim. So Taisva says, so we have here an ofene baraisa that we have here a Rishus HaYochid. According to Rab Meir yechaye because you say chaykekim and it's kilo dalet al dalet. According to the Chachamim, you don't say Chaykikim because it's Potter. But Al Kaponim, according to both of them, we see a Rishus HaYochid needs Dalad al Dalad. So Abayot Gemacht Azab Lotedor, that means without Abayot, we said Al Kaponim Rav Chizde has Rebbe. What did Abayot say? Abayot says, no, could be Rebbe is Rebbe also is not, you don't have any Raya from Rebbe. So come out, so Rav Chizde, So the Machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbonon, we don't have any proof Bechlal to hold a Rav Chizde. And we have here enough in the Baraisa that Tzai Ramei and Tzai the Chachomim don't hold a Rav Chizde. That's Tzai Sviz Kashi. The Ramei Machai Mishim Dabri Nechoy Kikim Lahash Vava Kemunach Agabi Mokim Dalet the Chachomim Poitrim Al Mekulo Moide the Beinim Mokim Dalet B'Shus HaYochid. So B'Zoi Yitoch Shrekla V'Shemo Yeshloim. So Taisus wants to say, the time of the Rav Chizde, the Loiboi Mokim Dalet B'Shus HaYochid, is not because you don't need Dalet B'Shus HaYochid. Mishum the Omrinon Beisa Kemal Yedami. Because I say that Abayis is I reckon it's like full of chafetzim. We hear such a svara before by Rebbe when it was a bayis mekure. Here we are speaking about, we have a flagpole in the Rishus HaYochet that is no kirui, and the mechitzes are only yutvachim, and Taisa says, Ashtikteira, we reckon like the whole Rishus HaYochet is molly chafetzim without a kirui. That's the svara of Rav Chisda. Leiboy mokim dal b'shus HaYochet, not because you don't need dal, because you have the dal. Shum damrinim basic kemal yadomi. V'choshiv kemunach al gabei mokim arbo. That means, you have there an area of dalet al dalet. No, the problem was it's resting on a flagpole, and the flagpole is only a tefach. So they says, no, it's not resting on a flagpole. Basic command the mal yadami, so we fill up the whole reshus ayochet till the flagpole, so it's mamish full with chafetim, and it's lying down on a mokim that's dalet al dalet. So therefore, that's the svar of Chizda. Avol bekoisel, but if you have a klein aloch in the koisel, so there the problem is you don't have a mokim dal 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 in Gamsun. Finish a bechul, dalet dal dalet. That is the problem. That's the end of the sugya. Now we're going to start a new sugya, which is a very interesting sugya and a little complicated. Omar Rabbi, about something new. Zorak kaveres l'rshus harabim. A person had a beehive, and the beehive was gavoya yud. He had a beehive which is yud tfochim tall, ve'eino rechovovo, and it is not wide. That means if we will measure the width of the beehive from both sides, it is not wide, 6 tfochim. Chayiv. You're a machal Shabbos. You threw a beehive that is not wide, 6 tfochim. You're a chayiv. You threw it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. Rechovovo. What if this beehive is wide, 6 tfochim? Potter. So you're potter. So now, Abaye said a mouthful. Let us see how Rashi explains Abaye. So Rashi says as follows. Kaveres aguli. A kaveres, a beehive, is round. It's not square. Gavoya yud. Kloima. Afilu gavoya yud. Even if gavoya yud. Im einay rechove vov beemtza isoy. If the diameter of this circle, we said a kaveres is round. So if the diameter of the circle is not 6 tfochim, chayiv. Why is it chayiv? Da'akati chayfet ba'almahu. So then this kaveres is considered a chayfet and not a reshus. Let us just give a shtikel hakdomim. We're going to see soon that if this kaveres has the dimension, it's yud tfochim tol, or deep, and it is vav tfochim wide, it has a diameter of vav, and a goiva of yud, so then we could put a square of dalid al dalid into this kaveres. Well, let's simplify it. Let us say a person would have a box. We'll start with a box and then we'll go to a kaveres. A person will have a box, and the dimensions of the boxes are as follows. You have a rectangle that is 10 tfachim high, and it is a square of dalet al dalet. So this entity is a rishus hayochid. It's gavoya yud, the reichev dalet al dalet. So we shall see Rashi Shita is, if you throw this box from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabim, you're potter. Why? Why are you potter? Because Rashi holds a Meiradik Shtik Torah. Because this box is not considered a Chayfet. This box is considered a Rishus. This is a Rishus HaYochid. Meleches Hoitzo, Meleches Zrike was only when they threw Chafetzim. When they threw Rishuyos, there's no din of Melechus Haitzah. There are only certain things that you throw in Shabbos Yechayim. You throw a Chayfetz Yechayim.
You throw a reshut, you're potter. There's no din of zrikas reshut. So this is a halacha pshuta. But that is, this you can figure out if you're throwing a box, which is a rectangle, which is which is dalid al dalid, begoiva yud. So then this has a reshut. We have a shtickle problem with a kaveres. A kaveres is round. So we have to figure out what the diameter of the kaveres has to be, of the circular chalik of the kaveres has to be, in order that we can put a square of dalid al dalid into a circle, into the kaveres. So the Gemara is going to say, Rashi will tell us how we figure it out, that if the diameter of the circle is vav tvachim, so then we can be assured that we could put into this circle a square which is dalet al dalet. So then this kaveres has a halacha of a reshus hayochid. And if you throw this kaveres from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harabim, nachayev al atzor, because this is a zrikas a reshus, not a zrikas a chayfet. If the diameter of this kaveres is less than vav tvachim, so we'll see in Rashi, then you could not put a square of dalid al dalid into this kaveres, so it is not a reshus. It's yud vachim, less than dalid al dalid. So then it has a shame chayfet. So if you throw the kaveres from the reshus ayochad into the reshus harab, you'll be chayim, because you threw a chayfet from reshus ayochad to reshus harab. Now we'll see the Rashi. Gavoya yud, kloima, afilu gavoya yud. If it's gavoya yud, im eino rechove vov be'em tzaiso. If the diameter of the circle is not 6 tvachim, chayiv. The akati chayivitz ba'almu. So then this kaveres is not a reshus hayochid. This is not in the dimensions of a reshus hayochid. The ain't a reshus la'atma. So it's not a reshus. The lehavi reshus di'arais. It is only considered a reshus. Elo gavoya yud rechava dalad al dalad. It has to have a height of yud and a reichev of dalad al dalad. Kedamrinen be'erevin, the chol shiurin de Shabbos, tzorech heim valachsoinon. So if you need dalad al dalad, you need a diagonal of the square, which will be 6 tvachim. V'davar ogul, if you want, you have a round chayfet. Ki merabes lo mitoichoy, if you want to put a square into the circle, umafka igul shesoviv haribua, and you'll take out the circular chalik, which is outside of the square. Loi meshkachas bei dalad merubay. It is impossible to make a square of dalad al dalad. Iloi have iguloi korev leshisha. So the eagle has to be, the diameter of the eagle has to be around 6 tefachim. Kedamrinen gabei suke hasuye kekipsha. Dal kocho, if you want to have a square which is dalad al dalad, tzor shetimtza b'soichoy alachsoin shel dalad al dalad. If you have a square of dalad al dalad, so you have to have a diagonal in the square of dalad al dalad. V'chol tafach b'ribuoy tafach utrei chumshi balachsoin. This is the Pythagorean theory of Al Kaponim, not exactly the way they figured it out. This is what Chazal said. Chazal said, if you have a square, which is a tefach al tefach, and you want to figure out how the size of the diagonal, you're going to make a right triangle, so you want to figure out the size of the diagonal, so the formula is as follows. V'chol tefach b'ribuyay, if you have a merubah dike tefach, tefach al tefach al tefach al tefach, a four-sided tefach, tefach utrei chumshi balachsoine. So the alachsoin of the square is 1 2/5 tefach. Harei, so now if we want to find out the size of the alachsoin of a square which is dalet al dalet, so dalet times 1 2/5, will come out heit tvachim v'gimel chumshin. So the lachsin is 5 3/5 tvachim. So Memele, so that what Abaye said, that the diagonal, which is the diameter of the circle, has to be six. Six tvachim, v'abaye loidok. You really don't need, in order for it to be not a Machal Shabbos, to make it a Rishus HaYochid, the diameter does not have to be six tvachim, it could be five and three fifth tvachim. V'abaye loidok, ulechumru de loidok. He didn't want to say exactly five and three fifths, it'll be five and two fifths, that is a Machal Shabbos. Ulafrishim yisr Shabbos. He wanted to say, no, six tvachim is a Rishus. Aval gav the yeshkan alachsin be'enei rechov eshishe. But if it's less than six tvachim, mechayiv, he says you're chayiv, less than six you're chayiv, midarabona. You're not chayiv a kol mchatzes. Adik eshishe. Aval vadai le'inyin kolbim le'imaisi yihave hei tvachim v'gibol chumshim v'havik ezeirik reshus. Then it's ezeirik reshus.